Let's hear the case that the U.S. economy is more awesome than we think. Just don't mention inequality, which we do anyway. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Many economists think we're headed toward recession this year. A poll this spring found only 2 out of 5 Americans approved of President Biden's handling of the economy, and most think their kids' generation will be worse off. So let's stop traffic here by talking with someone who wants us to count our blessings. Zanny Minton Beddoes is the editor of The Economist. She's the one who approved the recent cover of the magazine with an illustration of a proud cowboy on a tall-legged horse with the headline, Riding High, The Lessons of America's Astonishing Economy. Zanny, good to see you.
Very nice to see you, too. Great to be here.
Some of it is that we have an inherent asset. We're big. The consumer market is big. The capital markets are deep. And we're pretty good at research and development, right?
All of those things are right. But let me just start by kind of really focusing on the degree to which the U.S. has been outperforming. So average incomes in Mississippi, which is the poorest state in the United States, are higher than in France. A trucker in Oklahoma makes more than a doctor in Portugal. The very poorest Americans have also seen their incomes rise. Now, the country is also, of course, very unequal. And one of the things that has happened is that this wealth that has been created over the last few decades has been divided unequally. The people in the middle have seen their incomes rise least fast. And I think that's one of the reasons that the polls are telling you what they're telling, because the middle class has been squeezed relative to the top and the bottom.
I mean, I just saw the statistic. The median typical household income in America went up only 7% this century so far. We're 23 years into the century. I mean, if you're in that middle class, it may not seem like much progress.
That's true. That's a heck of a lot better than the typical middle class person in Britain, let me tell you. But yes, so then the question is, what do you do to ensure that middle class incomes rise faster? But in order for that to happen, you have to have the economy do well first. And I think that's the one element that tends to be forgotten in the U.S. debate. So the U.S. is kind of relatively educated. People work hard here. We know that. They're also very productive. You know, these are all things that drive the economy and create the wealth. And the question then is, how do you divide that wealth?
Mm. Another piece I think is connected to that, though, is insecurity. If you're not persuaded that this is going to stay with you, that if you lose your job, there's not the social safety net that, say, Europe has, that makes you anxious.
Absolutely. And I agree with you that the U.S. could make different choices about how big its social safety net is. But the risk that I see right now is that both parties are reacting to what they see as an economy that's not working. And the conclusions that are being drawn, I think, risk undermining the actual sort of wealth creation that is this economy. And these are, I think, turning to policies that are more skeptical of immigration. They're more inclined to have subsidies and money being pushed, whether it's in the Inflation Reduction Act, to particular industries. And the risk is that that kind of statist interventionist policy actually undermines the engine of growth that we've been talking about.
Zanny Minton Beddoes, editor of The Economist. Zanny, always good to talk to you.
Very good to talk to you too, David.
Zanny and I also talk about the shocking decline in life expectancy for Americans. That part streamable from marketplace.org if you miss it on the air today. We just got a gauge of inflation our central bankers watch carefully. It's called the PCE Price Index. No matter which way you slice it today, inflation is still too high for policymakers. And there's some contradictory data about the path ahead. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Oh, this is a tough question here. So which way is the economy going, reading today's data about personal consumption expenditures, can you say?
Oh, boy. Yeah. It depends how you want to slice it. If you look at the monthly numbers, spending in March was flat. Inflation actually cooled off a little bit. But if you look at the quarterly changes, consumption was up 3.7, which is a big increase. Inflation was still problematic. You can read this one whichever way you want to read it. But the Fed next Wednesday, the market has decided there's no question interest rates are going to go up again.
Chris, thank you.
Thank you. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Gap, which is also Old Navy and Banana Republic, seems to be betting on a downturn. The company is telling 1,800 people their services are no longer required. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
The retail business is tough, always has been, and the pandemic didn't do the industry any favors, says former retail CEO Mark Cohen, who's now at Columbia Business School. He says Gap, once an iconic purveyor of blue jeans, has been on its back foot for years.
This is a business that just doesn't have any leadership, and it doesn't have a go-forward strategy that it can rely upon.
Gap's interim CEO said in a statement that these job cuts are part of a strategy to simplify its operations. The company has been navigating a slowing economy and consumers spooked by inflation. But Sonia Lipinski of Alex Partners warns that mass retailers can't cut their way to better performance.
You've got to have a pragmatic and a thoughtful approach to how you're going to reorient, to regrow, rather than just cutting across the board as revenues fall off a cliff.
Gap Inc. estimates the cuts will save $300 million annually. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Marketplace's Nova Safo caught a tough assignment. Look through this week's economic data and profit reports to try to spot a pattern. Nova, good luck.
We know consumers are under pressure from high prices and high interest rates. How companies are faring has depended on how they interact with those stressed out consumers. Amazon reported better than expected profits, but said consumers are opting for cheaper brands. Domino's expects weakness in pizza delivery orders and strength in carryout options. Unilever is losing ice cream sales to store brands. People are holding onto their mobile phones longer and not re-upping contracts with T-Mobile. On the bright side, Intel thinks a glut in PC inventories is drawing down and expects chip sales to improve later this year. And consumers still want home-based entertainment. Sony expects strong PlayStation 5 sales in the months ahead. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And it's come out that back in January, two professional pranksters from Russia posing as Ukrainian President Zelensky got a call through to the chair of the U.S. Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. Powell didn't give away the PIN code to our central bank or anything. Nothing sensitive or confidential, the Fed says. Russian state TV ran an edited version of the breezy interaction. The U.S. FBI is investigating. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.